Hello everyone, I'm Regina Sworn. Welcome back to another episode of Regina Sworn audio series. Hope you all are staying safe, you're doing wonderful. If you're in the path of those storms that came through with all that snow, hope you're safe. If it's cold outside, hope you're bundled up. All the good things, guys. Be safe, be careful. I want to take a moment before I get into my topic to thank each and every one of you out there who shares my podcast, who downloads them, who listens to them. Even if you just listen, some people don't share them, but even if you listen, because I know, let me tell you how my podcasts operate, guys. It's not any one or two or three people that make my podcasts popular. It's a collective of people, a collection of people that has made it what it is. You know, so one or two or three people, even if they don't support it, it's not always those people, but it's a collection of thousands of people, many times that don't know me, guys. I've had, and I shouldn't bring this up, but I had a family member say, I got to put you on my schedule. It's so funny to me now, but, and that meant I'm not going to support you, which they don't support me now, but it's okay, because a prophet is without honor, guys. You gotta go and read that scripture, but I'm not talking about that today, but I want to say thank you before I get into my topic. Thank you to all of you who do support my podcast. I try to post them now without asking you to share them. And that's not to test and see who's going to share. No, that just let me know you listen and it touched you. It triggered something in you and you shared it. And that's what that's all about. And the podcast on yesterday, and I got to be really quick with this. The podcast on yesterday, Be Mindful of Your Health, was basically a podcast, you know, just teaching you how we need to concentrate on our bodies. Our bodies, this is God's body. And I hope that it, instead of people getting an attitude about it or getting mad about it when they heard it or saying, I don't want to hear anything about food. Because people don't like when you talk about things like that. But I wanted to bring forth that podcast so it can help people. And if it helped you, I appreciate it because I received a lot of letters overnight. So I'm so thankful. I received one or two letters saying, I can eat what I want. I can do what I want. This is God don't care. But I didn't argue back with that person because, you know, if you read that scripture, 3 John 1 and 2 will tell you God wants you to be in good health. And that's all I was saying. And so, yeah, let me get off this subject. I'm three minutes in. I need to get on my new topic. I want to talk of fatal attractions. What is fatal attraction? There are so many people out here today, online, in clubs, going to and fro on the social media, looking for love. And chances are, many of the times, you end up with somebody that you're not supposed to be with. You know, the scary thing about this whole thing is when people put their kids in danger. You get with someone because you think that they are the right person. And then you got kids involved. And your kids are hurt, molested, and killed. And many times the mother loses her life. Sometimes the person take their own life as well. Many times they don't. Guys, please be careful. You're online and you're searching for love. I tell people don't search for love online. A lot of people think it's cool to go online and put your profile there and, you know, and these Christian groups are no better. There are a lot of Christian groups out there. I'm not going to name the name, but there are a lot of places out here online that a lot of people go and they search for love. A lot of people are doing well in their lives, got great careers, got their own businesses, making great money, got a great life for them and their families. And then they bring an individual into their lives that's toxic, all because they say, "I love you." Be careful, ladies. Be careful, guys. But I most often see it happen with young ladies or ladies, because they're so in a rush to be into something, to be called somebody's own, or to be loved to death. Is what I should have called this topic, but I'm calling it fatal attraction. Be careful how you go out here and search for love online. Be careful how you go and put your be careful of the things that you post on social media. Be careful of the things, how you put yourself out there. Because that right person could be sitting there. I mean, the right manipulator could be sitting there waiting to give you just what you want. Just what you want. And then you find out later that, oh my God, I messed up. Someone close to me did that. Someone very close to me did that. They're no longer here. And they're not here because of that reason, but looked for love in all the wrong places and found somebody on the rebound. My heart breaks. It breaks so bad right now. And I'm not here to blast anybody. You didn't hear me call names. You didn't hear me point fingers. But I did have to say that because I'm bringing you a topic that I know about, rather directly or indirectly. And in this case, indirectly. I know people will look at Gabriel and his family. A lot of people say, "Oh, it's not true. That's not real anyway." You know what? I don't care what people say. Oh, they're very real. It's just that I'm very protective of my friends. Very protective of them. But Gabriel has been a wonderful person to me. And I've known him for many, many, many years. And it was just recently that I decided to make him a part of my life. Not that I didn't trust him. It's just always been me, guys. I'm very slow in the fact of I don't just go after somebody. I be led of God through visions, through God speaking through to me, and things like that. So I'm not really one to just rush into something. It could be years and years and years. And in this case, it's been years and years. Because I thought it was going to be someone else. I really did. But he's a wonderful person. He really is a wonderful person. His family, they're wonderful. And I didn't just go off of that. Over the years, I didn't just go off. They had a wonderful family. They're a Christian family. They come from a background of a great evangelist. No, I didn't go from all that. I still went off my visions, my dreams, and my own biblical instinct, if I can call it that. So he's a wonderful person. He really is. Into our family is. But back to my topic, guys. Ladies out there who are listening to this, just be careful. Please be careful, young and old. Some people think, well, it's just talking to the young. No, I'm talking to these older women as well. Out here scoping out these young guys. Come on now. Be careful. There are lots of users out there. Lots of people got the women or the women working and they're doing nothing. Now, be careful. Just be careful. Be careful. because you can think that you got something that's right and it might not be right. But just be careful, because I call it this fatal attraction, because in the end it could be fatal to you. Do not go out here searching for someone online. I know a lot of people does that. I know they do. And a lot of people has been successful. I know that. But a lot of them haven't either. So be careful. And be careful that just because a guy tell you you're pretty. Ooh, you're so pretty. And you start giggling and... Be careful. Please be careful. All that glitters is not gold. All that glitter is not gold. All that glitters is not gold. Don't let these people fool you with their smooth words, tickling your ears, saying the things that you want them to say. And then when you are with them, when you get with them, they're nothing like they presented themselves to be. I know the last couple of podcasts are podcasts that people don't want to hear. It's like my health podcast. Some people just didn't want to hear that. They don't want to hear that. But I thank God for my friend who allowed me to tell her story. And I'm working with her to get back to where she was, because, oh my God. So I know I'm not making the podcast that people want to hear. The last couple of podcasts is not what people want to hear. But, or maybe none of them are what they want to hear. I don't know, but... Just be careful, okay? Be careful. Listen to this podcast. Share this podcast with your teenage daughters. Share this podcast with your mothers, with your single moms, the ones who are older. Share it with them, with people in their 50s, 40s, and 50s. Or fall prey to these things as well, because it's like, oh my God, I'm older, I need to get somebody in my life, I got a career, I got this, I got that. No, you don't. Guys, girls, women, men, slow it down. Slow it down. I'm Regina Soren. Thank you so much for listening. We're 13 minutes into this podcast. I spent the first 3 minutes talking about the last podcast. But anyways, thank you so much for listening. You can contact me at reginasoren@yahoo.com. Visit my official website, reginasoren.com. Thank you.